He said, that's all, folks. Amen. Praise God. We are so glad to have you here with us tonight. We have something special for you tonight. Brother Sonny Warren, member of our church, is going to come give his testimony tonight. We want to just let him have his take his time, tell us what he feels like God's laid on his heart. And we want to worship with him while he does so. And we know what Brother Sonny's been through. I've been there. I've seen it. God's brought him through a lot. And I'm just proud he's here. Amen. And so, Brother Sonny, if you'll come, we're going to turn you loose. I'm sorry. Brother Sonny and Sister Sheila's coming. Oh, he's making it. I understand that.
Praise God. Has God been good to you today? Amen. I tell you, sometimes I think God is better to me than he is anybody, but he says he's no respect to person. Isn't that what the word says? Amen. Now, we come to have church. Now, we didn't come to have a wake. Praise God. If you feel like shouting, you shout tonight. If you feel like running, run tonight. Praise God. Whatever God puts on you, put it. Get up and get it on. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. You know, I'm one of these that was raised back in the old days. Let God have his way. Whatever. And you know, my whole world got turned upside down. Go pray for me. I said I wasn't going to choke up. But God has been so good. But in all situations, God works. And he blesses. You know, I went and had a colonoscopy done a little over a year ago. And while they were in there, I have what they call a reflux esophagus. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. And that thing will close up. And, you know, I'm still a little bit hoarse. But God's taking care of the situation, so don't worry about it. And I asked them, could they open my esophagus up while they were in there, while I was asleep? And they said, sure, no problem. They did. Well, I started having problems. But, you know, that problem was really a blessing. They found out that I had cancer at the base of my tongue, right at the voice box. And, you know, when my wife and I, we found that out, I mean, it tore us up, you know. We were sitting in the doctor's office. But, you know, whenever they told us that, I said, well, you know, God is... it's blessing because, you know, they had found it in a early stage. It hadn't spread nowhere on my body, nowhere else, just right here. They said, it is treatable. I said, I know, because God's going to treat it. God's going to take care of it. And, you know, through it all, I had praying doctors. You know, it amazed me when a doctor come in your room, the first thing he does is pray for you. Man, I tell you what, that's a blessing within itself. You know, you got your family and your church family, you know, praying for you. But when your doctor comes in, I mean, it does something for you. It did me. And I praise God for each and every one of those doctors and the lives that was touched through my life. There's a lot of people that have been touched and blessed because of something that happened to me. And I says, God, I have a baby sister that got saved, her and her husband. They got saved out of this at the hospital. And I praise God for that. And if this hadn't happened, that may not have never happened. Praise God. And as y'all can see, my right arm is up here. And she's going to tell some things that I normally leave out, you know. I know, don't any of you have this problem of what they call senior citizen day, you know, where you senior moments, you forget a lot of things, and there's a lot of it that I can't remember myself because I didn't know anything about it. I had a problem with my leg. It was swelling, my left leg. They sent me to down and they did an arteriogram. See, I told y'all, senior moment. Had a blood clot. Okay. They put me in the hospital. But in the meantime, I had gotten down real weak. I couldn't eat with the chemo and the radiation that I was taking for this. And I tell you, like I told some of the doctors, I said, you know, you guys, you give this medicine and you just see how close to death you can put somebody without killing them. And that's what this chemo and radiation is. I mean, it's some bad stuff. And they told me up front, says, you know, he said, this is something you're going to go through that you'll never want to go through again. And they told the truth. And I pray to God I never, that any of you ever have to go through that. That's a terrible trauma on your body. But anyway, they put me in the hospital, and they were going to put what they call a pig tube, feeding tube, in me. They did. This was on a Friday, right? On a Friday, on a Tuesday of the next week, I was doing fine. Going to go home. But, you know, things didn't work out that way. I mean, in 30 minutes from the time they told me I could go home, I didn't know I was in this world. They called a code blue on me. Doctors come running from everywhere. I didn't know what was going on, you know, because I was out of it. But there was a problem. And they told my wife, and this is hearsay. This is what I was told by doctors and by her, that they didn't give me much chance to live. Because I had been on that peg tube from Friday till Tuesday, and they had been feeding me. They had to get an airline down my throat so they could do surgery to find out what was causing my problem, because my stomach had swelled out. The nurse had noticed that my stomach had, I had lost 60 pounds. I was a big fella, 260 pounds of it. But I had lost down to 200 pounds. I'd lost 60 pounds. And I'd lost it all right here, and I've gained 8 pounds of it back right here. But God is good to us. And in all of this, God's still in the arrangement. Praise God. Praise God. I didn't know what was going on. But God knew all about it. He was right there with me. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, and I found that to be so true. God is always there. And he'll lift you out of the miry clay, you know, when the things of life, they come along, they try to put you down. God is there for you. If you'll let him, he'll take care of you. But they told my wife that they had had problems putting me to sleep and getting the breathing tube down in me. And if they couldn't get that in me, the food that I had taken through that pig tube would go to my lungs and I would drown, and it wouldn't be anything they could do about it. Now, that would have scared me to death if a doctor had told me that. But, you know, we serve a great big God. It will take the fear away. There's no fear with God. Praise his holy name. And, you know, I got a lot to praise him for tonight, because I'm here. But they were able to get that tube down in me. Everything went great. Of course, they did surgery from here to here. They thought I had a bleeding ulcer that was causing my problem, but it wasn't. It was from the pig tube. Somehow it was getting air. And they repaired that. and took care of it. And you know, I give God the praise for it. Give him the glory for everything. And my mouth gets dry, and my throat gets dry. But that's okay. We're still going to go on. God's going to fix that too. He's fixing a little bit at a time. I haven't got my full strength back yet, but the doctors say I'm cancer free. Isn't that something to be?
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
And you know, God's going to keep me cancer free. But you know, the old devil, he'll jump up there every once in a while. He'll try to put doubts in your mind. As a child of God, you know, that's his business, is to try to confuse us. Oh, they don't know what they're talking about. But you know, God does.
Yes.
Praise God. And I want my wife to share some things with you that I've left out, and whatever she wants to do.
Sonny had told me that he talked with Brother Streep this morning about giving his testimony, and I didn't know that he had done that until Brother Streep mentioned it this morning. And he wanted me to stand beside him and to share his testimony. And I just thank God for his goodness. What would people do without God? There are so many things that happen in our lives, and we have to stand on God's word if we're going to make it. And my favorite scripture, and I want to share with you the scripture that helped me through this time with Sonny. My favorite scripture is Psalm 91, 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. We were just shocked when the doctors told us that Sonny had cancer. And although I believe in God and I'm a faithful person to God, it paralyzed me. I just didn't know. I couldn't think straight. And it was just like my brain was paralyzed. And so as we begun our journey with the Lord, it was such an intimate journey with God, because there were so many places that I had to be alone with God, and there were places that only God could go with Sonny. And I went through a devotional with Sarah Young in her book called Jesus Calling. And each day, Sonny and I would read this scripture. As weak as he got, we would always find time to read the devotional and read the scripture that came with it. On one day, she said, "You are just beginning your journey of intimacy with me." This is with God. And out of Psalm 27 and 8, he says, "When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." And out of 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." We go through things that weaken us, and our only strength is in God and in his word and with his spirit. And out of Isaiah 12 and 2, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." When Sonny was going through chemo, we had asked the doctors, you know, "Well, tell us, what do we expect?" And they couldn't tell us, because each person's therapy is different. And as Sonny began to take his radiation and chemo, I could watch him as he went down. And when you love somebody, it hurts you to see them go down. But God strengthened us, and he brought us closer together. And as we begun through this, he would witness to all the nurses and the other patients at the cancer center. And it God opened that door for him to share God with other people. And as he went into the hospital, Sonny would always share God with his nurses and with his doctors. And the night that he talked about, it was so traumatic. We had Brother Streep with us. He was there at an instant. Anytime we needed him, he would come and pray with us. And Sonny's children were there. He had run into some problems. His blood pressure had dropped, his sugar had dropped. They'd called Code Blue. And at 10:30 at night, we had everybody with us in the waiting room, and the doctor told me, he said, we're going to get this breathing tube down his throat. We're going to try to, but we don't know if we can. And because he has had liquid in his stomach, if it comes up, he could go to his lungs. And I said, well, I understand you're telling me that he may die, and we've already put him in God's hands. And that doctor said, go and pray for him and pray for me too, that God will guide my hands. And we had a circle of prayer with Brother Stroop and Chris's pastor. And 10 minutes later, they called me to the phone, and that doctor said we didn't have any problem sliding that feeding tube in. He said, we're going to begin surgery now. Now, that is God being so merciful to us. And later on, the doctor came out, and he said, there's a hole that was in there, but it's gone now. We don't know if it was a small hole and it begun to repair itself, but we've got all the air out, and now we're just going to put him in ICU and watch him. And so I would cling to the Word of God. And in Romans, he says to the event, like, I'm with you, and I'm with you always. He says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And out of 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And the last scripture I want to share with you is out of Matthew 14:28-32. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked out on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And I thought about how that is when we're going through a terrible storm. And the doctors are telling us one thing. God's word is telling us another thing. And we have to step out on faith, no matter how treacherous the water is. And we have to put our complete faith in God, because he is the only one who's gonna pull us through that. And we just praise God. We just thank God for the mercy that he has shown us. We thank God for you, Brother Stroop, for being with us. We thank our church family for praying for us and for the calls that you made and the offers that you made. And we just love all of you so very much.
Praise God. You know, if you don't know this Jesus that we have spoke about, there's no greater time than right now to get to know him and to know him in his fullness. You know, he's right there, just waiting for you. And if he's knocking on your heart's door, don't put him off till tomorrow. Because, you know, tomorrow could be too late for you. And you know, sometimes things happen that you got to be prayed up ahead of time. And I praise God for my church family. Oh, they have been tremendous. Praise God. You know, because you got to be prayed up sometimes, like I said, ahead of time. If you don't, you know, it could be too late for you. Praise God. Praise God. Has God been good to you in this day? Amen. Amen. We love each and every one of you, and we thank you.